Hello, everybody. Bill Buckmaster, along with our friend Ray Allen. Ray is engineering and producing our show on the other side of the glass. Ray and I welcome you to the Buckmaster Show. It is a Thursday, January 14th, 2016. It's week number two of the sixth year of our show here, the Buckmaster Show. How time moves along, huh? We're coming to you via Tucson's Voice, AM 1030. KVOI, and of course now in radio, the big thing is live streaming, so you don't need to be by a radio, but if you're around a computer, and who isn't these days, so you can live stream the show anywhere in the world. Buckmastershow.com is my website, which has the live stream, and it kicks you over to the station's website, KVOI.com, and of course, we have our podcast, pretty much every show we have done, and then the archive is up there anytime for you 24/7 at buckmastershow.com. We'll begin with our quarterly Tucson Air Service update. Lots of news about air travel and travel in general, and people that know me know I love to travel, and so I love this segment. At 12:30, a conversation with the head of the Tucson operations for Banner. Banner's University Medical Division will be with us, and then we'll close out the show with one of our candidate interviews. It is an election year, after all. Joel Feinman joins us. He wants to be Pima County Attorney. 790-2040 is the live line number for your questions, comments, and suggestions about Tucson Air Service. Our Facebook page under my name, Bill Buckmaster, and slowly but surely we're doing the Twitter thing now at Buckmaster Show. Dick Grunzel is with us. Dick is the Vice President of Administration and Finance. He is the Chief Financial Officer for the Tucson Airport Authority. Dick, how are you?
I'm great, Bill. Good to be here. Thanks.
Well, I'm all jazzed up. I've got three big, well, they're not big trips, but they're all, you know, they're good trips lined up for 2016. And they're all, I'm happy to report, originating in Tucson, Tucson International Airport.
And we,
I want to set a good example.
Exactly. And we appreciate that. And it, you know, and it really makes so much sense. I mean, it's just so convenient. I mean, the drive, you know, up is bad enough if you're going north. But boy, I'll tell you, when you're getting in at 10 o'clock at night and then facing that hour and a half, 2 hour drive home, it just makes so much more sense not having to spend the money on driving and the extra parking and everything up there. And this airport is really just it's very, very convenient for people.
It is convenient. And of course, on American, some of the flights will send you to Phoenix, but you're not going to be driving. You're going to be in, and I've noticed they're trying to phase in more of these. Most recent trip, we were on pretty much a brand new regional jet, really comfortable.
Yeah, they really all of the airlines, and certainly American is one of them. On their routes, they're phasing in. Well, they've had a whole fleet renewal program going on over the last 2 or 3 years, with us, the 50-seat regional jets, which frankly nobody likes and nobody has ever liked, very cramped, don't have first class cabins in them. Most of those planes are being replaced these days in an American's case with Embraer 175 planes, which have 76 seats typically with a first class cabin, but even in the coach cabin, much more comfortable seating, a little bit more roomy, and the ceiling height is much better, so you don't have to bend
hit
over when
head.
You get in. So that's a really good thing to see here for us.
How are we doing on the update with American Airlines, U.S. Air? U.S. Air no longer exists. It's been folded into the American system. How is the transition going locally?
It's been going very, very well. Ran into a few snags in terms of construction in certain areas of the new space that they're going to move into. So it's taking a little bit longer for everything to kind of finally shake out. But right now, from a ticketing standpoint, when people check in, the ticket counter is combined ticket counter is where American was on the A concourse side. But eventually, it's going to be moving over to the B concourse. And we're expecting that to happen probably sometime in late March or maybe early April. And the thing that you know, can be a little bit confusing for people that they need to keep in mind is that even though you check in on the A concourse side, the flights to Phoenix are still going out of the B concourse gates, whereas the other flights are going out of the A concourse. So people just need to make sure they check their boarding pass or the flight monitors in the airport or on the web at flytucson.com or on their mobile device to make sure that they end up going to the right concourse and don't have to kind of go back out and then go back through security again.
Well, it's a big year for the airport. The Star had a nice piece a week or so ago about the airport on the verge of a building boom. There's a tremendous amount of construction going on, and it really starts with the new air traffic control tower, which is 12 right. stories high.
That's right. And, for anybody who's been out there, it's very visible since it is much, much taller than the existing tower. And, you know, right now they're in the middle of installing all of the equipment and technology and everything. And I think that's going to be still going on probably for another, you know, maybe 6 months or so. And then they'll go into kind of a parallel, operation phase with the existing tower to make sure everything's working properly. So, you know, probably within the next year and a half, we'd probably see that new tower commissioned and start working.
And there are building projects all over the airport.
That's right. The big one coming up is going to be involving relocating the security checkpoints to more roomier locations at the end of each of the ticketing areas in each concourse area. You know, right now the existing checkpoints are just very constrained. We just want to use the space in the terminal better and provide more room. And also, when we do that, it's going to open up additional space for more concessions, business centers, children's play areas, and those types of things. So, you know, just kind of doubling down on our calling card here, which is really a great experience for our passengers.
And TSA has made some changes, too.
Yes, they have.
New scanners.
Right. They've, because of actually the size constraints of our security checkpoints, up until recently, the size of the full body scanners that people see at other airports, there really hasn't been room for those, so they weren't deployed here. But the evolution of technology with those machines, actually, they're smaller now, so now they can barely fit them in, but they can fit them in. So they have installed one on each concourse, and it actually does, believe it or not, speed up the process. So that's good.
Dick Grunzel is with us. We're talking airport and new air service, 790-2040, 790-2040. If you have a question, suggestion, or concern, Dick is the guy to talk to, and he's right here with me. I wanted to go back to air service. United Airlines opening up some new flights to Chicago O'Hare.
Right. So they're now competing on that route with American, who has two flights a day to O'Hare, and then also Southwest, who has either one or two flights a day, depending on the time of the year, to Midway. So competition's a great thing. That flight is going to be operating through early April, I believe, and we're hoping that it's going to do well enough that they'll consider adding that year-round. But on that route, as well as many others where we've been adding some competition with some additional airlines, it's really been having a nice impact on the airfares. Of course, along with the fact that the oil prices are going down, that's certainly helping the airfares as well.
Oh, it's helping tremendously. And there have been several articles all over the internet, time to go on vacation. Airline prices are about ready to hit a three-year low. When you get those oil prices now so low, it's got to be reflected in airfares eventually. Some have said not enough, but it's getting there.
Yeah, it definitely, especially because it's just continued to go down, and it's been at such, you know, relatively low levels for such a long period of time. They actually, probably 6 months or so ago, they kind of pulled back in terms of you know, the amount of additional seating capacity that's being added. Yeah, I mean, with those oil prices staying low, they're anxious to fill up their planes. And so they are definitely keeping the airfares low. You'll see actually the, you know, airfare sales, you know, Southwest just came out with one a week or so ago. Incredibly low fares. I mean, to LAX, for example, I just saw a fare to LAX on Southwest for $140 round trip. I mean,
that used to be the one-way fare pretty much. Yeah. So they've now dropped it. That's really good. Yeah. Back to about under $150. Let's take a quick call before we go back to the our air service update with Dick Grunzel. Zach has a question for Dick. Go ahead, Zach.
Yes, thanks for taking my call. And competition is a great thing. Dick, can you please update us as to where Congress is with regards to looking at the deregulation of the airline carriers? You know, there used to be, 25 carriers. Now I think we're down to, 4 or 5 nationally, and I know that probably keeps the price inflated. Can you give an update as to where we are with those investigations?
Sure. And thanks for the question, Zach. It's really interesting. You know, it's been going on for a while now, and frankly, you know, we haven't heard much about it. And I think, you know, the fact that the airfares have been decreasing, it really has I don't want to say it's put a damper on that investigation.
Taking a little of the wind out of the sails.
Yeah, so. Exactly. Because you know, to a certain extent, it's like I'm not sure where exactly they go. You know, at this point, when the airfares have been coming down, so it's you know, it really honestly haven't heard much about it.
All right, it's about 12:15 on Buckmaster. In fact, it is 12:15, not about. We're going to take our break right here. Dick Grunzel sticks around for another segment. We talk more about air service out of Tucson International Airport, 790-2040 for your questions, comments, or concerns. Be right back. Pedestrian projects funded by the Regional Transportation Authority are now under construction at Treat Avenue and Broadway Boulevard and Craycroft Road in Fort Lowell Park. The crosswalk improvements provide added pedestrian safety. More than 37 high-intensity activated crosswalks have been funded by the RTA to date. We're improving safety and regional mobility for you. Better roads, better transit, better choices, a better future. More at rtamobility.com.
Hey, honey, welcome home. How was your trip to L.A.?
Flying out of Tucson was the way to go. I got 3 whole days of FaceTime with the board, and they liked the fact that I saved the company time and money by flying out of TIA.
Oh, honey, that's great. Sounds like your career is really taking off.
You bet. With so many daily flights to L.A., I can get there in no time at all.
Flying from Tucson International Airport is convenient and cost-effective. Check out our cost comparison calculator at flytucson.com or text the word COMPARE to 51313. Fly Tucson. It's the way to go.
Business owners and managers upgrade your workforce through training customized to meet your needs. Pima Community College offers affordable, specialized training for companies large and small. Instruction is delivered how, when, and where you want it, whether online, at your business, or a customized combination. Pima Community College instructors make training relevant with a focus on today's real-world business needs and measurable success. Learn more at 206-6593, 206-6593.
What if you could see tomorrow? Biosphere 2. Find out why visitors journey here from all over to explore future life on our planet. Guided tours take you inside and behind the scenes of this fascinating 21st century research experiment. Now, experience our new What If interactive event series every Saturday at this must-see wonder of the world. At Biosphere 2, you will see tomorrow.
Noble Hops is Tucson's original gastro pub, serving an impressive menu of craft beer and fine fare. Choose from more than 175 beers from around the world, plus wine and a full bar. Enjoy delicious soups, salads, burgers, sandwiches, hearty entrees, and more. Craft beer, fine fare, great service, and stunning views. Noble Hops, perfect for lunch, dinner, happy hour, late night, and any time in between. Open daily at La Cañada and Lambert Lane in Oro Valley.
Hi, this is Sean McCluskey, co-owner and designated broker for Rincon Ventures. If you're a rental owner by choice or by accident, and you're looking to hire or change property management companies, consider Rincon Ventures. We employ an aggressive web-based advertising strategy to market your rental. We thoroughly screen prospective tenants and conduct routine property inspections. Our online system gives tenants the ability to pay rent and file maintenance requests instantly over the web. Our owners can use the same system to instantly check on their properties. Call Rincon Ventures at 881-2258 or visit us on the web at rvprop.com.
The Green Valley News and Sarita Sun cover two of Arizona's most desirable communities. The newspapers reach more than 75% of the communities each week, with a combined population of more than 50,000. The Green Valley News also publishes a dozen magazines each year, and both newspapers publish up-to-the-minute local news online at gvnews.com. The Green Valley News and Sarita Sun, it's all right here.
Welcome back to the Buckmaster Show, talking one of my favorite subjects is travel and traveling by air. Dick Runzel is with us, Vice President, Administration and Finance. He's the Chief Financial Officer at Tucson International Airport. And Dick, we were talking about Chicago service, United beefing that up. We haven't talked about Delta. They're in quite a battle right now, Delta and Alaska Airlines up in the Seattle area, but Delta has added some flights out of Tucson.
Yes, they have. They recently, just last month, added three nonstop flights a day to LAX. And so we now have four airlines in Tucson competing on the LAX route. Obviously mentioned before that incredible fare on Southwest. I mean, but you can find those low fares on any of the airlines serving LAX. And so those are year-round flights, and then they also added on a seasonal basis at this point daily flights to Seattle again, which is kind of that competition with Alaska. If those flights do very well, last year when they did flights, it was only one day a week. This year it's daily, so hopefully those flights will do well enough that they might consider adding those flights year-round as well.
790-2040, if you have any questions or comments for Dick Runzel about Tucson International Airport, we'd love to hear from you and your experience about TIA. We mentioned the LA service. I have not seen this in a long time when you've got the four carriers operating Tucson to LA. It's been a long time since we've had that competition.
It's the first time that I've seen it. I've been in Tucson 18 years, and I've never seen it before. With United, American, Southwest, and Delta all flying that route, they all really seem to want a piece of that LA market, and that is our number one destination from Tucson. So we definitely can use those flights, and it's a real popular place for people to go.
People want Mexico service from Tucson. We've had it before. We want it again, and nobody wants it more than the gentleman who is seated here in studio with me. Dick, you've been working very, very hard to get this update on Tucson Guaymas service.
Yeah, so we've kind of been talking about this for the last 6 months or so. And there is a developer in Guaymas who has, obviously
we've had him here on the show,
right? A vested interest in trying to get people to visit Guaymas and San Carlos area. He is moving ahead. It's taking him a little bit longer than he originally thought. He thought he would have flights up and going possibly by this month, January, but now he's looking at March. But he's still moving ahead, and it's looking like good sized. Although on longer routes, the 50-seat regional jets are. Can be a little uncomfortable, but this is a pretty short route to Guaymas, but he's looking at flying a 50-seat regional jet from Tucson to Guaymas four times a week, starting in March. So we're extremely excited about that and looking forward to it.
Let's go back to the live line, 790-2040. Jeff has a question about international flights. Go ahead, Jeff.
Well, you just answered it. I'm interested in transiting Mexico from Tucson, and your guest covered that pretty well. Thank you very much.
Anything you'd like to add, Dick, about Tucson, Mexico service?
Yeah, I mean, the Guaymas is a nice route because it gives you passengers from both a leisure and a business standpoint. There's a lot of business connections between Tucson and Guaymas. So we're convinced there's a market there, of course. Although, another route that we really need service on is from Tucson to Hermosillo. And so we're hopeful that, with the success of this route to Guaymas, that that will encourage either the same operator to fly that route or potentially some other airline who, can see the potential there and add a route also to Hermosillo.
Another question that did not want to go on the air, asking about Tucson, New York service.
Yeah, we've been working with a task force from the Tucson Metro Chamber, for probably about the last year. And they have just done a tremendous job in generating interest from the business community and our resort community in raising funds to incentivize an airline to start a route between Tucson and New York. We kind of, got a little late in the planning process for the airlines last year, but we are continuing to pursue that. We actually have three airlines who are interested in continuing conversations with that. So as of right now, working with the chamber, with their lead, we're targeting to try and have something in place by, late fall, possibly, early winter next year. For a nonstop between Tucson and New York.
You know, we talked about the regional jets, Americans adding some more up to Phoenix, larger size, not necessarily more, but Delta's also kind of looking at larger regional jets than the ones they've been operating on a very popular route, which is Tucson-Salt Lake City, to get folks up to Delta's hub in Salt Lake City.
Right. And it's, again, it's just a much better experience on these larger regional jets. The airlines, because of the consolidation in the industry and the drop in oil prices and so forth, they really have been able to make enough money to invest in their fleets, and we're really happy to see all of the airlines doing that.
How are the passenger traffic numbers looking?
The last couple of months, we've been positive. I think in December we were up, a little less than 1% on our passengers. We're really looking at the rest of this year, with a lot of these flight additions that we've been talking about. Passenger numbers really kind of follow the amount of flights and the seats that we have. So with these new routes and flights, we're looking at having a positive year on the passengers this year.
Dick Grunzel is here, 790-2040. We can work in probably one or two more calls with Dick. We talked about Los Angeles, Tucson, Los Angeles. There are now four carriers, a lot of competition. What about San Diego? Dan wants to bring that up. Go ahead, Dan.
Yeah, that was my question. Is Southwest still the only airline flying nonstop to San Diego? And that would be good competition, I would think, because most of our people here like to go to San Diego for vacation.
Yes, Dan, they are still the only airline flying to San Diego, three flights a day on Southwest. And, it is a subject. We think there's one or two other airlines who, would be good fits for flying between Tucson and San Diego. We continue to talk with them about that. No one has, as of yet, been able to, justify it in their own minds to pull the trigger, but we definitely continue to work on that.
Yeah, I'm glad actually Dan brought that up because, you've got the competition 100 miles north at LAX. So a lot of times I think the carriers may be reticent to jump into that San Diego market because in some ways it's considered a kind of an auxiliary market to the LAX market.
And one other thing that kind of hurts us a little bit is, even though we do have the three flights on Southwest every day, we still, there are a lot of people in Tucson who drive to Phoenix to fly to San Diego. As long as people are willing to do that and other airlines see that people are willing to drive to Phoenix, they're more than happy to let people drive to Phoenix. So if we can keep everybody flying out of here, that'll give us more ammunition to go go and talk to other airlines about adding that route.
All right. Lots of people want to talk to Dick today, and we can get one more call in. Fernando, comment on Mexican service. Go ahead, Fernando.
Hi, yes. I don't know, Bill, if you remember a few years ago when the city council went to San Diego to see how they could do business.
Oh, we lost Fernando. Anyway, he had a question about, I think he wanted to comment on Mexico flights, but we lost him there. Anyway, Dick, we're just about out of time. Is he back with us? Oh, okay, Fernando, we lost you there temporarily.
Yeah, no problem. And we had some Mexican dignitaries coming from Mexico that were here for...
Can't keep it. His cell may need some recharging. Anyway, Dick Runzel, Tucson International Airport, the best place to find out about airfares and the fares right now out of Tucson, certainly very competitive with Phoenix.
Right. FlyTucson.com. We scroll great airfares and have links to all the airlines, so that's a great place to start.
Okay, Dick, we want to wish you and your travels well, and hello to everyone that does a great job out of Tucson International Airport. We will look for seeing you in the spring and talk about what's going on and hopefully even more air service. Dick Runzel, thank you very much.
Thanks a lot, Bill.
All right, back right after this.
Five Star Termite and Pest Control is announcing they now have pigeon services with a pigeon poem. Pigeons procreate prodigiously, producing up to 8 progeny per year. Perching precariously, they plaster half their weight in poop per day. Poop collects, creating a problem with parasites and pestilence. Employ Five Star Pest Control's pigeon trapping and exclusion program, and you'll be pleased. Whew. Getting through that was way harder than you might think. Call Five Star at 886-0045 and visit fivestartermite.com.
We know what bugs you.
As a small business owner, I know the importance of a certified public accountant you can trust. That's why I recommend my CPA, Michael C. Flowers of Flowers, Rieger & Associates, proud sponsors of the Buckmaster Show. Located at 2919 East Broadway and on the web at flowersrieger.com, or follow the live link on buckmastershow.com.
Ready to do some antiquing? If you love a special one-of-a-kind object like I do, I strongly suggest Adobe House Antique, specializing in early 20th century European and American art, and they have the best selection in town of antique light fixtures. Adobe House Antiques in the Jostler Design Building at 2700 North Campbell, 325-9439, and on the web at adobehouseantiques.com.
The average person in the USA today takes over 12 prescription medicines each year. And if you are over age 65, it is more than 17 medicines. CredibleMeds.org is a nonprofit organization dedicated to helping inform you and your healthcare providers. Over 30,000 people die each year from reactions to their medicines. Don't be one of those numbers. Be informed and stay safe. Visit CredibleMeds.org today and take control of your healthcare by taking your medicines safely.
Your Better Business Bureau of Southern Arizona is setting the standard for marketplace trust by engaging with and educating consumers and businesses. Being accredited with BBB means that your business holds the same high standards and consumers can count on you to keep your word. Hundreds of thousands of Southern Arizonans use our website every month. Make sure they find your business. Call us today to discuss the many benefits of BBB accreditation at 888-6161 or go to our website at bbb.org/Tucson.
The Southern Arizona News Examiner, reporting the news from a different perspective. Local opinion from Emil Franzi, Bill Richardson, and Bruce Ash. Our national columnists are the best. Michael Barone, Thomas Sowell, Ilan Berman, Avik Roy, Bill Tatro, and A View from the Left with Sam Smith of Progressive Review. Plus, Michael Ramirez political cartoons. It is thoughtful opinion and commentary only found in the Southern Arizona News Examiner. Free subscriptions at soaznewsx.com.
Cushman & Wakefield PICOR is Tucson's leading independently owned full-service commercial real estate company. Founded in 1985, Cushman & Wakefield PICOR offers leasing, sales, and property management for industrial, office, medical, retail, land, and investment properties in Tucson and Sonora, Mexico. Visit our website at PICOR.com for the latest news from Tucson's commercial real estate sector. That's PICOR.com. Call us at 748-7100. This is Bill Buckmaster. Coming up Friday, our Friday Focus interview is with State Senate President Andy Biggs. Friday Roundtable features Linda Valdez of the Arizona Republic and Sarah Garrett Gaston of the Arizona Daily Star. Matt Russell hosts Weekend Watch on Buckmaster during the noon hour on AM 1030 KVOI, Tucson's voice, and always on BuckmasterShow.com. Time for our CEO interview series on Buckmaster, presented by Sun Corridor Incorporated, offering a comprehensive approach of programs and services to facilitate the creation of high-wage jobs through the attraction of new primary companies, the retention and expansion of existing primary companies, and increased business creation and entrepreneurship strength within our region. Since 2005, Sun Corridor Inc. has facilitated 110 relocations and major expansions here in Southern Arizona, representing 27,500 direct and indirect jobs and an overall economic impact of nearly $8 billion. For more information, visit suncorridorinc.com. Joining me on the live line, Kathy Bollinger, the Executive Vice President for Banner University Medical Division, which encompasses Banner UMC Tucson and Banner South, formerly UMC in Keno, as well as the former Good Samaritan Hospital in Phoenix, now known as Banner UMC Phoenix. Kathy also sits on the Sun Corridor Inc. Chairman's Circle. Kathy, how are you?
I'm well. Thank you, Bill.
Hope you had a great holiday.
I did, in fact.
Well, we've been hearing all about Banner and the expansion plans. Has the new building started, and what can you tell us about it?
Well, it has not started yet, but the planning is in full force. So I appreciate the opportunity to give you an update here. So first of all, we were so very pleased in December to receive the zoning approval from the city council. And this will allow us now to be able to actually get that construction going, knowing that the land will be zoned for its intended use. We are excited to get it started. This represents an investment by Banner Health of about $400 million just on the UMCT campus. It will be not just a beautiful building, but I am absolutely confident that it is going to allow our clinical staff to provide better and safer care. I think our staff will be very proud to work in this state-of-the-art organization, and it will serve, I'm confident, really, Bill, as a boost to the recruitment of the kind of faculty that our University of Arizona College of Medicine partner is seeking to attract.
And that's a huge investment, $400 million into the Tucson economy. You're talking a lot of construction jobs initially anyway to get this thing going.
No doubt. So you might recall, Bill, that when Banner and the University of Arizona completed our affiliation agreement, Banner committed to invest $500 million in Tucson to begin within 5 years. So 400 of that million is earmarked for this expansion on the hospital campus proper. And it is going to be, as I mentioned, a state-of-the-art hospital. You know, it will have all private rooms, which is really an important, not just satisfier for patients, but there's a lot of science around and evidence around the benefits of allowing patients that are receiving care to be in private rooms. And we will also have substantial safety and quality technology in these patient rooms and in these treatment areas that are quite common in the rest of our Banner hospitals. We won't see anything vertical until probably midsummer, Bill, but we are planning for an official groundbreaking later this spring. And I can tell you that there are many, many of us that are eager to get that first shovel in the ground.
Well, I know you met with a lot of neighbors in the UMC area there, and one of the things that came out of this is mitigating some longstanding drainage issues, Kathy, that affected some of the neighbors to the north, correct?
Yes, that's true.
So this seems to be everybody's on the same page with this project.
So thank you for bringing that up. We really have had just tremendous support from our neighbors. And you're right, we've been to dozens of homeowners association meetings and have answered every question that has been brought to us, I think in a very respectful way. But the drainage issue is really going to be addressed by Ring Road improvements that are part of our site plan that the community has been involved in and is very supportive of. And at the end of the day, individuals, our neighbors that are living adjacent to the hospital campus have seen our plans. Our plans have been influenced by their questions and their input. And the best compliment, honestly, Bill, that I saw at the zoning hearing, our case didn't come up on the agenda till I think it was almost 9 o'clock at night. Huh. And we had members of the community that came and stayed there until that hour just to voice their support, not only for the project, but to compliment Banner and the respectful and transparent and honest way that we have managed this project to date. And I thought that was just a wonderful, not ending, but beginning for what we will be working towards together over the next several years.
There's also some exciting news, Kathy Bollinger, about the facility, the outpatient facility that's beside the Arizona Cancer Center. I understand there is a major ambulatory care center being planned there.
Yes, there sure is, and we are equally excited about that, and even more so because it will come out of the ground sooner. So essentially what we're building is about 200,000 square feet of space that will include physician offices, radiology services, outpatient surgery, and the other ancillary support services that are needed for a patient to come for outpatient care to one place and receive the services that are needed to the extent possible in one single location. So right now, many of those outpatient clinics are actually housed inside the hospital, the middle of the inpatient units. And those clinics need to move out of the hospital in order for us to accomplish the new hospital tower. So that is the primary driver at this point in time. This project has a budget of a little less than $100 million. So getting back to my earlier comment about Banner's commitment for $500 million, $400 on the hospital campus and close to $100 on the University of Arizona Cancer Center campus. This is going to be a place where patients can receive care that are in a way that is better organized to meet their needs. Patients desire to receive care from a team of people in one location as opposed to moving to multiple locations for the various components of their care. And we're excited for this to happen. This is actually going to be also breaking ground yet this year and will be open in 2017. So we'll see evidence of this prior to the new hospital tower.
And Kathy, there's another piece I want to bring up, and this is that a lot of people don't realize the former Catalina Theater at Grant and Campbell, that's actually owned by Banner, correct? That property?
Yes, I can honestly tell you this is the first time Banner Health has owned a movie theater.
I was wondering, what are you going to be showing or no?
Well, goodness. That's a great question, and many people ask that. And so I'll tell you that our immediate plans are to use that 200-space parking garage that is adjacent to the theater for overflow contractor parking for the hospital construction project. So as you can imagine, there will be a lot of people on campus, and we certainly do not want to inconvenience our patients or our staff. So we'll be using that parking garage for overflow and staging, if you will, for our contractors. When we're finished with the hospital project, we'll evaluate it at that point in time, and the thinking today is that we will probably sell it. That building is really not conducive to medical use. But in the meantime, we continue to be good neighbors. We maintain the grounds so that we minimize any potential impact that that vacant property might have on adjacent businesses. And, you know, we'll stay tuned and make that decision after we don't need it for the staging for our construction project.
Kathy Bollinger, thank you so much for giving us an update on what Banner is doing here in the community with a huge investment. Thank you, Kathy.
You're welcome. Thank you for the opportunity, Bill.
Kathy Bollinger, Executive Vice President for Banner University Medical Division, which is putting a huge investment into the Tucson community. Our CEO interview series is presented by Sun Corridor Incorporated. You can find out more at suncorridorinc.com for all about the work they are doing here in Southern Arizona with economic development. Be right back on the Buckmaster Show. The Regional Transportation Authority is delivering on its promises with more than 660 completed transportation improvements, pedestrian and bicycle safety upgrades, new sidewalks and bike lanes, as well as roadway transit and traffic signal technology improvements are helping people and goods move across our region. The RTA and its member jurisdictions are working together to offer you more options. Better roads, better transit, better choices, a better future. More at rtamobility.com.
Honey, welcome home. How was your trip to L.A.?
Flying out of Tucson was the way to go. I got 3 whole days of FaceTime with the board, and they liked the fact that I saved the company time and money by flying out of TIA.
Oh, honey, that's great. Sounds like your career is really taking off.
You bet. With so many daily flights to L.A., I can get there in no time at all.
Flying from Tucson International Airport is convenient and cost-effective. Check out our cost comparison calculator at flytucson.com or text the word COMPARE to 51313. Fly Tucson. It's the way to go.
Business owners and managers upgrade your workforce through training customized to meet your needs. Pima Community College offers affordable, specialized training for companies large and small. Instruction is delivered how, when, and where you want it, whether online, at your business, or a customized combination. Pima Community College instructors make training relevant with a focus on today's real-world business needs and measurable success. Learn more at 206-6593, 206-6593.
What if you could see tomorrow? Biosphere 2. Find out why visitors journey here from all over to explore future life on our planet. Guided tours take you inside and behind the scenes of this fascinating 21st century research experiment. Now, experience our new What If interactive event series every Saturday at this must-see wonder of the world. At Biosphere 2, you will see tomorrow.
Are you happy with the news you get? While not all news is good news, you know good reporting when you see it. Check TucsonSentinel.com every day for breaking news and investigative reports. Have your say in the comments. It's all in TucsonSentinel.com, your local, independent, nonprofit news. You can rely on TucsonSentinel.com for solid reporting about immigration, Tucson and Pima politics, everything from the border to baseball. It's independent news without the spin. TucsonSentinel.com. We are watching Tucson.
Viro Mori is Tucson's only certified authentic Neapolitan wood-fired pizza, where every flavorful pizza, pasta, panini, and salad is homemade using the finest local and imported ingredients. And now at Viro Amore's lovely new location within the remodeled Plaza Palomino at Swan and Fort Lowell, Viro Amore is proud to announce an expanded menu and bar offerings with 16 microbrews on tap and 14 keg wines, along with 2 separate cooler rooms to keep the beverages at just the right temperature. Viro Amore, Plaza Palomino, and on Dove Mountain Boulevard in Marana, plus a full catering menu and mobile pizza truck for parties and events. Viro Amore on the web at viroamore.com.
back to the Buckmaster Show. This portion presented by our friends over in Silver City in Grant County, New Mexico. It's just a 3-hour drive over to Silver City. Great way to spend the weekend in a beautiful part of the southwestern United States and southwestern New Mexico. So much to do in the area, including exploring the world-famous Cliff Dwellings National Monument, which is just north of Silver City. If you have not been over there to check out this place, it is absolutely amazing. That National Monument is really a gem. There is no shortage of great places to stay in the area, including Fayetteville Hot Springs Resort. The full listing of places to stay and things to do in Silver City and Grant County, New Mexico, on their website, southwestnewmexico.org. It's 12:49 now on the Buckmaster Show. Joel Feinman joins me. Mr. Feinman is running against Barbara LaWall in the primary, the Democratic primary, coming up in Pima County. Joel, good to see you. Thanks for being with us.
Thank you so much for having me, Bill. I appreciate it.
I was just going to say, I think the primary, and you probably know, and I'm sure you do, it's the end of August?
August 30th.
There you go.
And Democrats and registered independents are eligible to vote in the Democratic primary.
Why'd you want to get into this, Joel?
Justice. There really is no higher calling than doing justice. It's the reason I became a public defender, and it's the reason I decided to quit being a public defender and run for county attorney. Justice isn't being done in Pima County the way it should be.
What are some of the specifics to back up that claim?
We send far too many nonviolent drug offenders to prison. We do not go after nearly enough violent criminals, sexual criminals, home invaders. And the Pima County attorney, my opponent's record over the last several years has really been lax. She loses half the felony cases she takes to trial, between 40% and 50% of the felony trial cases that she takes, she loses. She's lost about 40% of her felony attorneys in the last 2 years. Turnover in the office is pretty bad. Morale is pretty low. And as a result, the community is just not getting the kind of justice system it deserves.
Tell us a little bit about your own legal career, Joel Feinman.
Born in Tucson, went to law school right here in Tucson, graduated, and immediately went to work at the Pima County Public Defender's Office. Spent my entire career in the courtroom working on nothing but felony criminal cases, criminal attorney for my entire career. And then I resigned my job in September, not because I didn't like it, I love my job, but I quit to run for office full time because this election and this position is that important.
Tell me, do you think there's some misunderstandings the public has about the criminal justice system here locally?
Well, I think one of the challenges of this race is just getting the public and getting the voters to understand just how important this position is. Many people think that the judiciary or the legislature are the most important positions in the justice system, but the Pima County attorney really is the fulcrum of the entire system. What crimes are prosecuted, who goes to prison, who gets probation, whether we're going after nonviolent drug offenders or violent criminals, the person who decides that is the Pima County attorney.
The Pima County Attorney's Office has the lowest plea bargaining rate of any Arizona prosecutor's office and has increased the percentage of violent offenders taken to trial from 24% to 67%. So what's wrong with that?
Well, we have to go back to that win rate, Bill. I can take all of my cases to trial. Let's say I have 100 cases. I can take them all to trial, and my plea bargaining rate is 0%, the lowest in the nation. But if I lose half, that means I'm spending the most money on the most expensive form of law enforcement, and I'm getting the least efficient result.
I was just going to ask you, what would your solution be to that? How would you change the office?
We need to recognize that going after and imprisoning and spending $1 billion a year on prisons in Arizona to house nonviolent drug offenders is not working. It's not keeping our community safe. Crime in Arizona actually has been dropping over the last several years, but the number of felony cases the Pima County attorney has filed has skyrocketed. Crime has gone down 30% as the number of felonies filed has skyrocketed 30%. That's not keeping our community safe. That's taking tax money out of our pockets and just wasting it. So the first step is to recognize that, is to ask ourselves, who are we going after? Are we going after the real bad guys, the ones that hurt us, the ones that invade our homes and steal our property? Or are we waging a war on drugs, which quite frankly has done nothing but cost this country, this county, and this nation billions and trillions of dollars over the last 30 years.
Do we imprison less people per capita, say, than Maricopa County?
No, it's roughly the same. According to the Department of Statistics, the Department of Corrections Statistics, we imprison Maricopa County, Pima County, and the rural counties, imprison people at roughly the same rates. What we do, which I think is truly, truly unfortunate, is have the sixth highest incarceration rate per capita in the country. So if you're like my opponent and you believe that we don't have too many people in prison, then you believe that Arizonans are the sixth most evil people in the country, because there's really no alternative. Either we have too many people in prison or we're the sixth most evil people in the United States. I don't believe that.
Joel Feinman is with us on the Buckmaster Show. He will be challenging Barbara LaWall, longtime Pima County attorney. Let's go to the Buckmaster Show live line. So you've got a couple of questions, a couple of callers here. Joel, we'll take Greg first of all. Greg, go ahead.
Just listening to the last few minutes, Bill, I got to tell you, I'm glad I tuned in today, because I want to do everything possible to help get this guy into that office. Good to meet you this way, sir.
Good to meet you too, Greg. Thank you very much, and I can absolutely use the help. I'm glad to take it.
What is the disparity in the budgets? Because it seems to me that the CA's office can do anything they want. They have all these people, and yet people that you've worked with all these years, if I'm not mistaken, they have 40, 50 cases they're working at one time. Is that correct?
It is. And the assistant public defenders and the deputy county attorneys, all of them, they all work really hard. And I don't want to malign the deputy county attorneys. They do a fantastic job. It's a problem of leadership. In terms of the budget, you know, one out of every three of our tax dollars goes to law and order in this county. So the percentage of the budget that's consumed by the county attorney, by the sheriff, by the jails is just exponential. It's too high. We're spending too much money on prisons and jails and not enough on schools.
All right, let's go back to the live line, 790-2040. Ingrid has a question for candidate Joel Feinman. Go ahead, Ingrid.
Okay, what will you do, sir, to increase from a misdemeanor to a felony the crime of contributing to a lifetime of addiction to a minor by selling mind-altering addictive substances? I'll hang up and take the answer that way. Thank you.
Sure. Well, selling drugs is already a felony, and selling drugs to a minor is often considered an aggravating factor when that case is taken to trial. So we don't need to do anything to increase drug sales, especially to a minor, from a misdemeanor to a felony, because it already is in Pima County. And that's something that we should absolutely be prosecuting with vigilance, as opposed to nonviolent drug offenders and drug addicts, and we're sending far too many of them to prison, and it's costing us far too much money.
So is the Pima County Attorney's Office, in its current form, doing too much plea bargaining?
It's not a question of too much plea bargaining or too many trials. I don't think that asks the right question. I think the right question is, are we actually getting justice? Are the right people being taken to trial? Are we winning those trials, considering the cost? And are we putting the right people in prison? That's, I think, what the problem is in our community now, and that's what the problem has been in our community for the last several years.
And in all fairness to Ingrid, she wanted to clarify providing, not selling to a minor, Joel. That was a point she wanted to make.
That, too, I believe, is still a felony. If you give an illegal substance to a minor, if you transfer a drug to a minor, that's a felony in Arizona.
How are you shaping your campaign? It's very difficult, and it's no surprise to you to hear this, that it's very difficult to beat an incumbent, especially one that's been there so long as Barbara LaWall.
It is, but I do think the people of Pima County are ready for change. She's been there for 20 years. We've had the same justice system for 20 years. Crime goes up, crime goes down, incarceration rate goes up. We are going to the people. We are doing this grassroots, and it's why I quit my job to campaign full time. We're knocking on doors, we're making phone calls, we're raising money, we're getting the word out through Facebook, through traditional media, that the time for change is now, and that if we want a better justice system and a more economical one, this is how we do it.
What would be the first thing you would do as Pima County Attorney? What would be your first act?
My first official act is to gather all of the employees in the room together and say, your jobs are safe, we are not doing a wholesale.
Not going to clean house.
We are absolutely not cleaning house. And what I'm going to do is explain to them my priorities. And I'm going to say to them what I believe is true, which is the reason you became county attorneys, the reason you became investigators, police officers, is to go after the bad guys. So let's actually go after the bad guys. Let's rethink our priorities. Let's refocus our efforts on actually keeping our community safe.
All right, Joel Fineman. And where can people find out more about your campaign, Joel?
JoelFineman.com. That's J-O-E-L. F as in Frank, EINMAN.com. And we also have a great and very active Facebook page.
Thank you, Joel.
Thank you, Bill. I really appreciate it.
All right. Coming up this afternoon for Tucson at 4, 4 to 5 with Mike Shaw. Ray Allen will be there as well with Mr. Shaw. And then tomorrow morning, we do 4 hours of local talk here. Wake Up Tucson 6 to 8 with Chris and Joe, the Daily Double with Christy Simone and a guest host every day, a different guest host. And then Sean McCluskey from 9 to 10. And then me, Bill Buckmaster, back at 12:04. Tomorrow with our Friday edition, we will speak with the Senate President. Andy Biggs will be our Friday focus interview on The Buckmaster Show. And of course, we'll have our roundtable. Sarah Garrett Gaston of The Star and Linda Valdez of the Arizona Republic will be talking about the governor's State of the Union address. I am Bill Buckmaster. Have a great afternoon and evening.